next guest is in studio with us.
Oh.
Representing the Island Breeze Casino, Palm Beach. He's got the hat. It's got his name on the side. You know you've arrived when you got your name on your own hat of your own business. He won the World Series of Poker in 2006. And Hollywood agent guy, we'll get into that in a minute. But Jamie Gold, nice enough to stop by and see us. My friend, how are you?
It's good to see you.
It's good to be seen, more importantly. There's a lot of mornings I woke up and I said, can anybody see me? Am I alive? And if that's the case, then God bless. First of all, you know, we're talking about J-Mart being a poker player. I'm a tremendous liar. Joe's not a poker player, nor can he lie very well.
No.
I joked earlier about being a Hollywood guy and being a poker guy, and those are guys. How does the Hollywood experience actually help somebody in the game of poker? It's got to help you somehow, at least be able to read people's tells.
Yeah, I would think so, but let's change the word lie to bluff.
Bluff. Let's go bluff. Let's go bluff. So when I told that girl I was a Kennedy on that college road trip so I could maybe hook up with her and stay in her room, I was bluffing her about being a Kennedy?
No, you were lying.
Oh, okay.
but in poker, if we actually showed our hand, you know, we wouldn't be playing the game properly, right? So there are times that you need to bluff. It would be more like if your girlfriend asks if she looks heavy in those jeans. You don't really – you're better off bluffing.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right.
Now, Joe, Jamie used a word there, girlfriend.
Right.
This is when a young man and a young woman are in a committed relationship that's not marriage.
Got it.
That would be someone's girlfriend.
It's a hypothetical, right?
Well, no, it happens in real life.
Oh.
And look, Josh, if your girlfriend's name is David, that's okay,
and
too.
And that's fine, too.
That's fine.
And that's absolutely fine, too.
There we go.
Jamie Gold blew into town here and brought a lot of excitement with him in regard to the Island Breeze Casino, Palm Beach. He's going to leave the port of Palm Beach. He's going to go on a little VIP party tomorrow night, a little cruise tomorrow night. And it's one thing to have a kind of a casino experience where you can play some blackjack and dice and roulette and whatnot. And another thing when a guy that won the World Series of freaking poker is right there with you. So this is kind of a big deal for a lot of players, I imagine.
I would hope so. It seems like a lot of people get excited to play with us. Most people who have been fortunate enough to be in my position don't really want to or take the time to play with people for $100, $200.
And why is that? They get frustrated?
I think they just, once you play at a certain level, it's really tough to go back. But
yeah.
I love people so much, and I really love the game that I'll play for pennies. You know, it doesn't matter. It's not about the level. It's about the competition. You know, I'm very competitive in a really positive, fun, social way. And I've met more friends, you know, business connections, amazing people, people that I'm fans of around a poker table than anything else I've done in my life. So I also love to play blackjack and craps, but real dice. And I've been to other places where they have that fake kind of
no,
craps.
You can't do that.
I can't deal with that. Or the roulette. We actually have real Vegas gaming, which is really exciting. And we have a sports book. You know, there's only a couple of sports books outside of Vegas.
Yeah.
So to me, the fact that you can come and sit and play poker for a few dollars and have some fun, and then you can go bet on sports in the sports book. You can throw dice playing craps. You can play blackjack, roulette. You know, my mom's visiting, and she's a big roulette, craps, blackjack, poker player.
Met your mom on Sunday. We all had brunch out at International Polo Club of Palm Beach.
That was pretty extraordinary.
Polo's fantastic.
She said one of the best days she's ever had in her life.
It's a wonderful, wonderful day and a wonderful event. And Polo, great partners of ours.
What an incredible experience they put on. And thank you for being so incredibly kind. Everyone knows you, loves you.
Well, I don't know about that.
Really, you are...
You're bluffing on the love part. They may know me. They may know me, but everyone knows Jeffrey Dahmer, too.
Oh, he's not bluffing. He's lying. Yeah.
I know we have a mayor of Palm Beach, but if there's a governor of Palm Beach, I'd say that would be you.
Oh, well, there we go. Your mom, by the way, is adorable, much like Joe's mom. Adorable.
Fantastic.
Adorable. And your mother... Now, your mother is actually an accomplished card player in her own, as well.
She's pretty tough. She's great in tournaments. She's a good cash game player, but yeah, she just won the Borgata Ladies event.
That's amazing. That's Atlantic City, right?
In Atlantic City, yeah. She's still lives in Jersey, where I went to high school.
Mm-hmm.
And she's pretty good. And so she's out here visiting because of our grand opening weekend. So people can please come on Friday and Saturday and Sunday, and we'll be sailing 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. We usually stay out later on the weekend, so I believe it's 6:30 to 12:30 on the weekends.
All right.
We have 200 slots.
Perfect.
People who love slots.
Island Breeze Casino out of the Port of Palm Beach. Here's why it makes sense on Friday. Because you go out on Friday and you play hooky, like the home team advises.
Sure.
And you go out there and you're going to play some cards. You're going to have a few cocktails. You can dine a little bit. First of all, it's beautiful, right? You're on the water.
Yeah.
But more importantly, March Madness. Now you're betting the games. So you're not just watching the games. Sportsbook's open. And now you're actually betting on the games themselves. Yep. And you don't have to text me to get your bets in illegally. And we do have, do it with your own money.
We do have an indoor and outdoor lounge. So not only can you... you know, drink at the bar and outside and see the beautiful water while you're playing. You can be playing poker while you're watching the ocean.
Oh, boy. Why do I get the feeling I'm going to wind up like Norm in Cheers on the on the Island Breeze Casino where people are like, Josh, like, you again. You're back again just because I am. You're a very charitable guy. You're a philanthropic guy. We've done a little homework on you. And you're very involved on playing in charity events. For on behalf of charities as well. I'm a philanthropic guy for the right reasons. I know you are for the right reasons. And I'm curious what it was for. I know for me what it was. It made me say, I'm in a position to connect people that need with those that want to help. What was the connection for you that made you decide I'm going to devote a good part of my time here to assisting, Jamie?
It was a few things. You know, my personality and just growing up with my mom and my dad was always about giving back and knowing how fortunate you were and helping other people.
Sure.
And then once I was in a position, you know, after winning the World Series of Poker, you're in a position where you're going to be invited to a lot of events.
Oh, yeah.
But what made me want to actually help create and run and promote and really be involved in these events was my dad had ALS, which was Lou Gehrig's disease. And he died shortly after I won, and one of the things that I promised him that I would do was spend most of my life trying to help other people as opposed to just playing poker, which is a pretty selfish endeavor. Mm. You know, if that's all that you do, it becomes all about you. And so I felt really good that I could actually get involved in the MDA ALS Association, and so many friends of mine are affected by different diseases. It's Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's, and yep. So we help his foundation, and my dear friend Montel Williams has MS, and mm-hmm. I'm not name dropping. These are just people that I happen to come up in the business with, mm-hmm. and they're affected by these things, and you can't help but want to get involved.
Of course.
And poker charity events became kind of the hot, sexy thing to do.
Yeah.
And so it made it very easy for me to come together with the people that I really love and respect and create these kinds of events. And then, of course, anytime I'm invited and I can donate and, you know, any event that they have locally in Palm Beach, mm-hmm. Because I do have to be here to help promote and create this poker room for Island Breeze, which is my commitment mm-hmm. in business, because if you don't make money in business, you can't really donate a lot of money to charity.
Well, but I don't know. I spent a year off the air pretty much where I was doing a whole lot of charity and not a whole lot of earning. But, I mean, people say, well, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm sitting on my non-compete, and I'm doing like a once-weekly personal appearance. But they go, why are you emceeing 3 big charity events a week? And I go, because I need my karma. I'm trying to do
That's right.
Give back to the universe because
and it's amazing that people think that we get paid to do this.
No.
And people feel that we're somehow being selfish.
I don't.
You know, oh, you've done all these charity events. How much have you made?
Yeah.
I've never taken a dollar ever from one charity for anything. All we're doing is donating. So I just wanted to say that if any local charities, because now this is my home, I now live in Palm Beach County, and I'm going to be here for a while, I hope for, you know, the long term, mm-hmm. and I would love to work for and help and donate. I will donate a $5,000 to a $20,000 package to any charity that's worthwhile down here. I've worked for some charities mm-hmm. that it turned out that the money wasn't really going
right.
to the places it was supposed to go. But in general,
I have as well.
I feel that, it's unfortunate. Well, but I feel that most charities that I've done research on anyway, and I'm going to try to contact them myself.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody who contacts me, they can find us online very easily. You go to jamiegold.com or ibreeze.com. It's ibreezecasino.com. It's very easy to find me online.
Mm-hmm.
I am happy to donate my time, a great package. We can include, you know, free cruises and free poker
You're
lessons.
A good dude.
there are ways to do it. You and I just had a great experience over at...
Yes, we did, at the International Polo Club.
That's
right. In the after party, you're helping a candidate, Brandi Guthrie, who's running for Leukemia Lymphoma Society Woman of the Year. And the good news is that you're wanting to help a lot of causes. And the really good news is that I know I have a ton of charities I work with directly that are like, get us in touch with Jamie Gold. Get us in touch with Island Breeze Casino. Get us in touch with... Because we can certainly benefit from and help eradicate some of these diseases and no longer have to have benefits, hopefully somewhere soon down the road.
Well, not only do I want to help them directly, I as well as offer them, nobody's doing poker charity celebrity events down here because you can't give away a certain level of prize.
Right, right.
But you can if you have a legal casino, which we do.
You do.
So we can actually host, and they're willing to give me discounted rates so that we can actually host the events, and I can teach them from A to Z exactly how to do this. I've done it.
It's beautiful.
I don't know, 165 times. I can easily help any charity host a charity poker event, which I will donate my time to help them from beginning to end.
You're a good dude. You're a good dude. Jamie Gold, 2006 World Series of Poker winner, Island Breeze Casino, now out of the Port of Palm Beach. A little special private party tomorrow night, and then we're underway.
Yes.
Underway Friday, I guess,
very
officially
exciting.
For the weekend we get underway, and it is indeed very exciting. We're going to take a quick break, come back, spend a couple more minutes, got to talk a little showbiz, got to talk a little Hollywood, talk about how all this all played out for you. I know there was a pretty famous late night host that wound up on your couch somehow once about that. And we'll talk about that when we come back. Jamie Gold's our guest.
ESPN 106.3.
Joe's already giving me that look like, dude, watch the clock. My clock management is second to none. I'm the Bill Belichick of FM personality radio clock management. No, Jay Mart, I'm not. No, Joe, I'm not.
Not as much.
Jamie Gold is our guest in studio. The all-new Island Breeze Casino, leaving the Port of Palm Beach, open now to the public on Friday. Grand opening day Friday, tomorrow, VIP parties. And unfortunately, many folks in radio land, we are better than you are. So we're more important than you are. So some of us will be able to cruise, and others will be like, you're not on the list. Sorry, Joe Colella, I don't have a Colella. Sorry, Joe, you're not on the list.
Aww.
Jamie Gold won the World Series of Poker 2006. Prior to that, a little Hollywood experience there, Hollywood agent. The entourage thing is always interesting, and that gets people to pay attention sometimes. And the old folklore states that, Ari Gold is based upon Ari Emanuel, who was the brother of Rahm, and then also based on Jamie Gold, who sits right here with us. So I imagine you get approached and asked about that a lot of the time.
Yeah, it's people seem very interested in it.
Sure.
The connection I would think is that I went to college, Albany, SUNY
yep.
Albany, with the creator
mm-hmm.
Of the show. And the first original script came in with the agent's name was Jamie Gold.
Yeah.
And I definitely wasn't a big fan of that happening.
Why not? Why not?
At the time, I was still actively working as an agent.
Okay.
And didn't seem right.
All right.
And it wasn't really all about me. I represented Donnie Wahlberg, and Ari had Mark Wahlberg. And
right.
So it kind of makes sense, I guess. But
sure.
Who knows? It's it was a great experience. Actually, it makes me remember the last poker charity celebrity event that I hosted, I had James Gandolfini hosting with me, who was one of my oldest clients. And
You were with him a long time.
He just passed, yeah.
Yep.
And he just passed, and it was really, really sad.
What's something about James Gandolfini that most people wouldn't know? Of course, iconic is Tony Soprano. So many other great roles through the years. I was talking actually with your assistant on Sunday about True Romance, one of my favorite screenplays of all time.
Yeah.
But what's something about Gandolfini folks wouldn't realize from just being, a fan of Sopranos and such?
He never liked to be called Tony, that's for sure.
Yeah.
People would scream at him, Tony, in the streets, and he really did not like that. But the thing that people didn't realize is that he never wanted to be famous. He was a true artist, a true actor. I saw him in his first off-Broadway play when he was doing Streetcar. He was playing Mitch with Alec Baldwin.
Really?
Who was the star of the show. And you just knew that this guy was a combination of Robert De Niro and Gene Hackman all in one guy.
How about that?
That was pretty much his breakout role. Tony Scott did me a favor. I was his agent at the time. And and then I became his manager. But I asked Tony Scott to put together clips for me from True Romance because they cut out most of his work in it. Same way he got cut out of Get Shorty.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be one of the main characters in Get Shorty.
Really?
If you read the book, the bear is one of the main characters. So he put on about 180 pounds
Wow.
over time. He became 300 pounds. I shouldn't say 180. I'm sorry.
Okay.
He put on 80 pounds. Right. Sorry.
Yeah, 180 sounded a little.
Yeah, sorry. He put on 80 pounds, but he got up from 220. He went to 3. He used to be a thin guy.
Yeah.
And if you look at his earlier work, and then he put on all that weight, and then it never just, you know, it never really came off after that to play the bear. But he never really wanted to be famous. So if you had never seen him on any of the talk shows. You never really saw him do interviews until maybe in the last couple of years. He would only talk about other people. So he got the lead. His first big break, he got the lead opposite Gina Davis in a movie that most people haven't seen called Angie.
I remember that. She lived in Watertown, New York.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. You know that. We actually had an argument because he didn't want his name above the title because he felt that Aida Turturro deserved it more than he did when he didn't understand what that would mean, you know, to his, but he didn't care about
career.
Having a movie career. He didn't care about having a television career. When he got the script to The Sopranos, he never thought it was going to go anywhere.
When did it, we're out of time here. Tentatively, it was titled Family Guy, right?
Yeah, it was basically the same concept as the movie Analyze This.
Right.
So about a gangster that would go and talk to a shrink. And he never thought it was going to go anywhere. He thought that
that
this is something that, you know, will never make me famous, at least.
What a sad loss this past summer.
Yeah, he was an incredible human being and really kind and generous. And the first time he doesn't play poker. So the first time I actually finally got him, it took me, I don't know, 10 or 12 years to get him to agree to host a charity poker event. And that was it. He passed 2 weeks later.
Unbelievable. Jamie Gold, we got to get you back in studio again real soon.
My pleasure.
iBreezeCasino.com starting Friday. The ship will leave at 11 a.m. and then again at 6:30 p.m. But it leaves then. So be there by 10:30 a.m. and by 6 p.m. Again, beginning on Friday. iBreezeCasino.com. JamieGold.com as well. A pleasure. Thanks for all you do for charity and for LLS this past weekend. Looking forward to the party tomorrow night because I'm important enough to be on the boat, much like Jamar. Perhaps Joe, we'll see.
No,
we'll
see. Absolutely invited.
But we appreciate the time. Thank you for everything, my man.
Thank you.